As a presidential candidate, George W. Bush favored a national missile defense. Yesterday, as the president, he committed the country to building one. In a White House statement, the president said he's directing the Pentagon to deploy the first stages of a missile defense by 2004. 10 so-called interceptor rockets will be based at sites in Alaska and California. By 2005, 20 land-based interceptor rockets should be ready for use, plus another 20 based on ships at sea. Joining me now is NPR national security correspondent Tom Gjelten. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Alex.
We've known for a long time the Bush administration wanted to build a national missile defense. So what exactly is the significance of the White House announcement yesterday?
It's the difference, Alex, between intending to build a missile defense and actually building one. Until now, for all the talk about a missile defense, the United States has been officially committed only to a testing program. There have been a lot of questions about how soon a dependable missile defense system could actually be ready. There was no commitment to have one in place by a certain date. Now there is. Even though the testing program is still going on, the president is basically saying, ready or not, let's go ahead.
Does this mean that the Pentagon's satisfied with the way the system has performed so far? Haven't a number of these tests been failures?
Yes, there have been a number of failures, Alex. There have been 8 big tests since 1999 of long-range interceptions. This is essentially where a fake warhead is fired toward the United States from the South Pacific. The firing is picked up on radar, and then another missile is launched, say, from California, to intercept and destroy the incoming missile somewhere over the Pacific Ocean. Now, of these 8, just 5 have been successful. One test last week failed when the interceptor itself failed to separate from the booster the way it was supposed to. But the last 4 tests before that were successful, and the Air Force General who runs the missile defense program, Ronald Kadish, insisted yesterday that the basic hit-to-kill technology, as it's called, is good. The question, Alex, is whether a missile defense system is ready to work in the real world. If you launch a bunch of decoy warheads, for example, along with the real one, the interceptor can have a hard time finding the real one.
So how is the administration justifying the decision to go ahead and deploy this system with its reliability still unproven?
Well, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says it's not that unusual to go ahead and give the green light to a military program while it's still in a testing phase. He said this is a starting point. They're committed only to a very rudimentary system. And Rumsfeld said basically it's just better than nothing. General Kadish said the basic philosophy guiding the missile defense program right now is test and fix, sort of fix it as you go along.
Assuming this first phase is deployed on time, what protection would it provide?
Not a lot, Alex. With these first 10 interceptor rockets on land and the radar systems that go with them, the United States, by 2004, would be able to defend against a very limited missile attack, a few missiles coming from North Korea. When they get radar facilities set up in Greenland and Great Britain a year later, the system could theoretically defend against a few missiles launched from the Middle East, say from Iran or Iraq, but no one is saying the system could provide any protection against a massive missile attack from China or Russia.
Response to this announcement from overseas, Tom, a number of foreign countries have been opposed to a U.S. missile defense system.
Yeah, well, we're waiting to see what the North Koreans have to say about it, given the way tensions are rising there. The administration is saying this announcement was planned way before these recent tensions over North Korea's nuclear program. But I don't know if the North Koreans will see it that way. The reaction from China will be critical, and from European governments and Russia, all of whom were upset last year when the Bush administration announced it was pulling out of the anti-ballistic missile treaty. The Russian government this morning did put out a statement saying it regretted the U.S. decision, Alex.
Thanks, Tom. NPR's Tom Gjelten.